When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, Get Booked listeners. Welcome to The Hand Sell, a special weekly installment of Get Booked that's all about books that we just can't resist shouting about. This is Amanda Nelson, and today's hand sell is The Sentence by Louise Erdrich. Let's hear from our sponsor.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds Gummy Clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
So I don't know how y'all feel about Louise Erdrich, who is one of the most famous living authors right now. But I quite like her, quite enjoy her written word. She's a scribe, you know. She is not, however, an auto buy for me, because oftentimes her books are, you know, quite dark and I need to hear some chatter around them before I can gird my loins. And it took me forever to read The Roundhouse, you know. So I sat on The Sentence for a while, but then all that I was hearing about it was that it was about a bookseller. So, you know, I'm into that. This came out pretty recently, November 9th. So only 10 days as of when I'm recording this right now that it's been out. So I just jumped on it, you know. I figured it's been long enough. If it was really hard, I would have heard about it, but I didn't. And it is hard, but in surprising ways. So The Sentence is about a woman named Tuki, who is an indigenous woman and lives in Minnesota, who, when the book opens, is arrested for a kind of a hilarious crime, but it ends up not being hilarious. She's arrested and sentenced to several years in prison, which she serves the majority of before she is released on good behavior. Once she gets out of prison, she gets a job at a bookstore in Minneapolis that is owned by Louise Erdrich. So Louise is a character in her own story, and Tuki is an employee in the bookstore that Louise in real life owns and runs. I don't know if you knew that, but Louise is a bookstore owner. And so Tuki works at this bookstore. She gets married. She, you know, starts over, essentially, and ends up really loving her job at the bookstore. She becomes a career bookseller, you know, one of those folks who are not just there to work like a retail holiday season, but who are going to probably do this forever. She becomes a just professional, total professional. And over the course of the book, her most annoying customer dies. And her most annoying customer's name is Flora. She is a white woman who pretends to be indigenous, or like very deeply wants to be indigenous. And so she doesn't actually have any indigenous background, but she's constantly tone policing all the indigenous people who work at the store and bringing them, you know, moccasins that she's pretended to learn how to make, all of this kind of goofy, very obnoxious stuff. And then she has a heart attack, I think, in the book and dies and starts haunting the bookstore. And Tuki is not the only employee who is aware that Flora is still there. And so throughout the book, Tuki's trying to figure out what to do. And that's what I knew about this part that I have thus described is what I knew about this book going into it. What I did not know is that the book takes place during 2020. So the pandemic, and then also George Floyd's murder. And the bookstore is in Minneapolis, so very close to, I did not realize this at all, but like very close to Louise Erdrich's store where the protests were happening. I just didn't realize that that's where she lived. So she had a, you know, really up close and personal, Louise the author, the real person, had a really up close and personal experience with that uprising in her state. And so I just wasn't ready. I wasn't ready to like relive that summer and that feeling of, I mean, you remember, I don't need to go into it with all of you. You remember what that was like. And I was totally taken off guard, but I got through it. And of course I loved it. Like, Louise is a genius. She's a wonderful writer. And this is probably the first novel I think I've read about the pandemic. I've read some nonfiction about it. I talked about the Michael Lewis here on an episode of The Handcell, but I hadn't gotten myself to a place where I could read any fiction about it. And to be honest, I don't think that there's a lot of, we haven't had enough time to process any of that from that year, from last year. We haven't had enough time to process it. So I don't think we've had enough time to get good books out of it because we're still in it. But I trust Louise to get us there in fiction, and she does. So if you're ready for a novel that's not about the pandemic, it's not entirely about the pandemic. It's not entirely about racial justice in regards to George Floyd, but it is a lot about those things. So if you are ready yourself to start thinking about it or using somebody else's brain to think about it, you know, we're all still processing. We're all still grieving. We're still dealing with the fallout of all of those things. And sometimes it's useful. One of the reasons we read fiction, right? To have a second brain to help you process concepts. So if you're ready for a second brain, this is a great place to start. One of the greatest living American writers to bring us into some deeper thinking about one of the hardest years in American history. So I will stop babbling now. That's The Sentence by Louise Erdrich. Surprising no one. It's great. Go out and get it. And that's it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to our audio editor, Jen Zink. You can find more recs at bookriot.com and more podcasts at bookriot.com/listen. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email us at getbooked@bookriot.com. And please do leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And we'll be back next week.